Cincinnati stockbroker Chris Carroll cringes at the thought of having to get a smartphone for work. He was thinking about it at an Anderson Township first grade football practice.
Quite nervous about having a smartphone because I can't figure out the dumb phone. As I said, I can do anything on a personal computer, but I literally need to have my wife change my password to get my my voicemail and also to change my ringtone.
There is a bit of a learning curve to these do-all devices. Jim Berry, spokesman for the Consumer Electronics Association, calls the smartphone the electronic Swiss Army knife.
The phone that is more than a phone. It's an internet access device. It's a camera. It's a camcorder. It's a GPS. It can be a music player. All of those things in one.
Berry says the smartphone was originally more of a business device. First, with the Palm Pilot, which eventually became a phone, the Palm Trio. While business is still the primary purpose, many people are buying smartphones for personal use. Berry says the most popular is the BlackBerry. In fact, maker Research in Motion plans to soon roll out the device in India. A phone, an iPod, and an internet device are features of Apple's 3G. Google's touchscreen is called the G1. It has a slide-out keyboard and access to Google's Maps and email and more.
It's an area where there's what they call a big upside. There's a lot of space for new buyers, and that's really what's going on lately is the with things like both the BlackBerry, all the different Windows mobile devices, the iPhone, and now the new G1 from Google. All of these things are companies positioning themselves to take advantage of this next generation of handheld devices that will do more than just make phone calls.
Data from research firm Instat found shipments of 3G video-capable cell phones will increase at 11%, reaching 641 million by 2013. But will Apple's phone and others ever replace the desktop or the laptop? Berry says no.
Some things we don't want to do on that tiny screen. We'll want to be doing on the bigger screen. So I think we're going to see, you know, the desktop or the notebook, the computer you can move around with a larger screen at home, that's not going to go away. But for a lot of the things that you want to do, that you'll do more and more on the road or just traveling or at the soccer game on Saturday morning or the football game on Friday night, you're going to see more and more folks using these handheld devices.
Berry says the basics are easy, but
the learning curve can be as steep as you want it, depending on how much you want to do with this device.
Research shows most people won't use all the features, but Ross Bushman, president of CastFab Technologies in Cincinnati, is one of the people who does. He's another one of those Anderson football parents.
Started out with, I think, some of the original Palms when they came out, and had some of the Trio phones, again, when the email capability and some of the Windows-based capability came out.
And
really
now you have a BlackBerry?
And now just gone to a BlackBerry about 4 or 5 months ago.
Bushman got the early versions of the smartphone 5 or 6 years ago and says he'll stay with BlackBerry until the agreement runs out. The device keeps him in touch with his office.
I noticed that you were even checking it, like, here at the right before the football game.
Yeah, we had some people in the office this morning, and I was, again, able to send some emails out and some congratulations here off-site.
You can dumb the device down. Jim Berry says there are simpler machines.
There are some handheld personal communicators or PDAs, personal digital assistants, like the or portable media players, like Arcos has one that also has Wi-Fi built in, so you can just get on the internet. But it's also a hard drive that you can load up with music or videos or work if you have to take on the road.
That might be more appropriate for Chris Carroll, who we heard from earlier.
I think I'm a smart guy, and with the help of my wife and a little knock on wood, I'll probably figure it out. I think I'll be all right, but don't send me an email anytime soon and ask me to try to retrieve it.
For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.